The idea of the American Dream has played an important role throughout the history of the political, social, and religious life of the United States. Speaking of the American Dream, people think of the hope for a better future and for personal and economic self-realization in a society where equality and liberty are the fundamental principles. For over 200 years, America has been defined by the ideal of opportunity. Opportunity for all who take responsibility to seize it. Since the arrival of the first settlers at the beginning of the 17th century, the North American continent has offered a refuge and a new home to millions of immigrants. For them, America was a chance to start a new life and improve their social conditions. They found a country where they could live according to their beliefs and pursue their own happiness. A country where they could contribute to the creation of a political system that respected the right of the individual. Everybody could dream of future success when he or she was willing to work hard. Even today, many Americans and immigrants to America believe in the uniqueness of their experiment, their American dream. American presidents again and again call upon their compatriots to stick to the ideals of freedom and equality and to realize the American dream. The latest example is Bill Clinton's acceptance speech in November 1996, in which he emphasizes the opportunity for people who live out their dreams. In the past, this strong conviction also helped Americans in difficult times. A closer look at the ideal of the American dream, however, reveals a great discrepancy between the ideal and reality. Almost from the beginning, the dream of personal freedom, happiness, and opportunity was denied to a part of the population. The main victims were the Afro-Americans, who were brought to the United States as slaves. It was only in the 1960s, after many demonstrations by the civil rights movement, that Afro-Americans got the same rights as their white fellow citizens and were equal in law. In this context, the famous speech, "I Have a Dream," by Martin Luther King has to be mentioned. He delivered it at the Freedom March for Civil Rights in Washington in August 1963. In this speech, he still dreamt of the realization of the American dream. He still dreamt of equal rights for everybody. Even though every American citizen, regardless of his or her color, is guaranteed equal rights today, racial discrimination still occurs. Besides racial discrimination, America's society has a lot of other problems. There's a striking social inequality with a big gap between the poor and the rich. Many people live in miserable conditions. They're unemployed and have their homes in slum areas. In these places, the crime rate is very high. Their chance of climbing the ladder of fortune is small, if not non-existent. Regarding American society at the end of the 20th century, one can say that the dream of personal and economic self-realization has turned into the pursuit of material wealth and economic success, resulting in pitiless competition, regardless of its consequences for the individual citizen. But there is still the dream of a better future, a dream that the political parties use to gain votes. We want an America that gives all Americans the chance to live out their dreams and achieve their God-given potential, as can be read in the 1996 platform of the Democratic Party.